Hello, this is episode 7 of the Teen Podcast. I'm Nisha. And as I said, teen is way beyond where we think it is. This episode is on picking your career, and you can do that at any point in your life. You can press restart. One of the aspects I'd like to talk about is, and this is inspired by the Oppenheimer film. I've been holding Cillian Murphy up as a role model to many male students over the years. So I'm delighted to see him continually step into that role more and more. I always say to people, if you want to be an actor, go for it. It's not something you manage to achieve as plan B. There can always be a plan B, but you really have to go for plan A. Because if you don't, you'll spend the rest of your life regretting it. But some of the aspects that the career guidance don't speak to you about are that as you're picking a career, you're picking a whole lifestyle choice. You're picking what hours of the day you're going to work, where you're going to work, when you're going to work, how long the hours are going to be, the sort of people that you're going to hang out with, who you're going to marry, who you're going to be in a relationship with, who your friends are going to be, what kind of social life you're going to have, what sort of interests, how much time you're going to have to do those outside work, whether you really compartmentalize your life into work and living. These are all of the parts that people don't ask you. And for me, like at the time when I did science in university, it was the most homophobic course I could have picked to do. It was the most homophobic profession, particularly physics. You might like to go and research what they did to Alan Turing. And I didn't make any of those considerations at the time. I didn't think about the wider kind of social impacts. It wasn't until I was completing my PhD and I looked around at everybody that I was working with and I actually thought, quite honestly, I don't want your life. And there is something in my personality, and I also say this to people, you know, some people have a long life path where what that means is you'll go and do lots of things and then you'll put them together your own way. And I think it would have been helpful if someone could have told me that. And at that point, I could have sort of gone, okay, this is, I think for myself, it would have been helpful if someone could have maybe told other people around me. But they always accepted that about me anyway. But for many families, it would be helpful for someone to say that. And it's why I say it. Because you sort of can complete things. Challenge yourself, win those challenges, and then it's not what you want to continue doing. In the same way as I did a lot of work within student politics and student activism when I was younger, but I didn't want to become a politician. But there are many skills that I learned along the way. But nobody ever asks us to consider what sort of life we want as we talk to our career guidance in school. There are so many people I know who have gone to study culinary science because they like cooking. And then they're like, I don't want to work any of the hours. Or, you know, there can be kind of monsters hanging out in the family, you know, in terms of a predisposition to alcoholism. And so it can be the worst industry to work in. The worst place to work is in hospitality, in long hours, where your colleagues will stay around to drink after the shift. There's so much to consider in the sort of people that you'd like to hang out with and the sort of life you'd like to have. I met up with a friend over only the last few days who has returned to working in the arts. So many people see working in the arts as a failure because it's not what we've been striving to do as adults, to have large mortgages and large amounts of pressure in society. But this is a very creative country. It's a country that always has the arts. It always has craft work. It always has artists. It always has playwrights. It always has theatre shows. It always has extraordinary production values. And for a long time I said that everyone else can come to Ireland and make films and make money. Why can't Irish people? And we're finally there. One of the most significant things that happened at the Oscars this year was for Element productions to be nominated for so many Oscars for an Irish production company. And that's been a long road for them. So it's time for us to shift our values and to not see that working in a profession that might not be banking or finance, that's more creative, with a slightly lower salary and a life associated with it, is valuable. To work in the arts is an entire immersion of life. In terms of the hours that you work, the diversity of people that you meet, it's a very intense experience to create a production with other people. It's a very intense 6-week cycle. It's a fascinating journey. The only thing that I've done that was as intense is actually to go to sea for a month. It felt like being dropped off the planet. So it matters, like, what sort of bonds you want to form with people. How much of your life you want to be about work. How much are you really chasing material things? What matters to you? How creative are you? Like, ironically, I said I left science because I was too creative for it. It is possible to be creative in science. I'm not sure it's possible to be creative and caring for humanity. That was a question I was left with after the Oppenheimer film. But there are. These are the sort of considerations you need to think about when you pick your career. You're picking a life. You're not picking a path to money. And I really wish that we would think about that in terms of people's strengths and their aptitudes, but also about a life that they're picking based on their needs. Their needs for their happiness, and the fact that there's a time for plan B, and it's not before you go for plan A. It's not before you go for your dreams.